Kevin Carr with Fat Guys at the Movies, kicking off the movie reviews. This is going to be the doggy segment. It's going to be about pets. With two wholly different movies that are for two totally different audiences. The first one is the one everyone's been hearing about, and that is The Secret Life of Pets. A dog living in New York fights with the new dog in the house and ends up on the run while the rest of the pets in the building search for him.
Max, this is Duke. He's going to be your brother.
Chloe, I got a bad situation.
I'm your friend. And as your friend, I gotta be honest with you. I don't care about you or your problems.
Hi, Max. Who's your new roommate?
He's gonna be gone soon. Oh. Wait!
Max is gone?
You out of here.
This is an animated film. It is done by Illumination Entertainment, which is the group most famous for the Minions and the Despicable Me movies. And, you know, obviously Despicable Me is a huge franchise and the Minions did extremely well and they're wanting to do more things. You know, they want every animation block wants to be like Pixar, where it's not just Toy Story, not just Cars, and not just any of these other Monsters Incorporated, Finding Dory, or anything. They want all of them. They want a whole series. They want to be able to create an entire studio with multiple franchises. So that's what The Secret Life of Pets does. And it's cute. I mean, especially, it's really definitely geared towards people who have animals. And if you are a dog person or a cat person, really, you will see behavior that they take a lot of care to make the pets do things that are very cat-like or dog-like. And it's cute. It really is. It has a great voice cast. It has Louis C.K. as the main dog. And he's good in it simply because he's such a depressing person. He's such a depressing personality. And that is a very different character than you would expect from this dog, which just looks like a little Jack Russell Terrier jumping around all excited. You would never expect his voice to come out of that. Kind of like when they did the Ice Age movies and they had John Leguizamo do the sloth and kind of be this stuttering, can't shut up character when you'd expect a sloth to be slow and deliberate. Or the Taco Bell dog from back in the 90s with the, you know, Quiero Taco Bell, that deeper Mexican voice coming out of this tiny little animal. That movie works in that way for several of the animals. One of the other, the kind of the bad guy in it is played by Kevin Hart. And he's essentially this cute little white bunny rabbit. And of course, they're playing off of his obnoxious behavior and his very loud demeanor and very energetic coming out of this adorable little bunny. And that works. There's really nothing wrong with it. I mean, you can't sit there and, like Angry Birds, I didn't like Angry Birds as much because it just went obnoxious all the way. This one doesn't have the real tender moments that you'd expect from something like from Pixar or even sometimes DreamWorks. But it doesn't get over the top obnoxious too much. And like I said, if you love pets, if you have animals, and even other ones, like they have a falcon in there, played by Albert Brooks, who is pretty incredible in the role. It behaves like a falcon and it does these things that are very, you can tell they spent time researching the animals and animated around these voices. In the end, it's just kind of a bit of a throwaway story. You know, it's like, was Here Comes Garfield. Do you remember the first Garfield cartoon that they ever did? The one in the 80s. It was the very first time they did a television special. The very first time they ever animated Garfield and they had Lorenzo Music do the voice. It's essentially that story. It's, you know, it's they get lost and then the other animals have to help find them. And of course, they run into some tough animals on the streets. It's cute enough. And there's stuff in there that the grownups will get. And I took my 8-year-old and he loved it. He was a huge fan. And of course, at McDonald's, they have tie-in toys, because I guess that's what Illumination does, because they had the Minions last summer. They had the tie-in toys, the fuzzy bunny rabbit from Kevin Hart was in, and he was all excited to get that. And then the dogs are at Target. So yeah, it's cute. It's something to take the kids to. It's not groundbreaking, but it's worth checking out. It kind of rocks.
It kind of rocks.
You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's talk about another dog film. This is one, do not take the kids to this one. Directed by Todd Solondz, these four stories of depression and cynicism collide, tied together by a stray wiener dog.
Hey, wiener dog. She looks like you.
Thanks.
I'm going to Ohio tomorrow. Want to come along?
What's in Ohio?
Crystal meth.
Okay.
You need to exercise. I walk my dog.
Exercise.
I can't.
I think it's really great that you have a new dog. What's its name?
Cancer.
Why would you name it that?
It felt right.
If you don't know who Todd Solondz is and you are curious about seeing this movie, you might want to read up a little bit about him. He is an extremely depressing filmmaker, and he really got his heyday in the 90s. He did movies like Welcome to the Dollhouse and Happiness. And I won't even tell you the story that was being portrayed in Happiness, because it's very disturbing. It's not at all about happiness. But I saw the movie and I liked it because I'm a cynical, awful SOB. And so I recommended it to my sister. And at the time, we were working at the same company. And she left a voicemail for me one morning. I came in and this was, I wish I had taped it, but I didn't have a tape. But I'm going to sort of affect the voicemail for you. This is her voicemail after I told her to watch Happiness.
Kevin, I hate you for making me watch that terrible movie.
It's not about happiness. And Wiener Dog sounds like it's a charming little story about a cute little puppy. And the puppy is cute. But like any Todd Solondz movie, it is steeped in depression and awful people and awful characters and self-loathing. One of the characters, for example, is a kid who gets this dog, and this kid's been sick, and the dad gets him this dog from the pound, and they give it no training whatsoever. They don't have any training. They don't have really any equipment to take care of the dog. They're wealthy, but they like are doing yoga and eating granola. And the kid has no concept of how to take care of a dog. And of course, the dog tears up the house and it eats what it's not supposed to. And you have a reaction that you can expect from that. But it's sort of tragic for this dog because the family is completely ill-equipped to deal with this. And it causes problems. And you heard in the trailer, Ellen Burstyn's character, she's this old woman on her last legs of life, and she names the dog Cancer because, you know, it just seems good, you know? I mean, that is the level, but it's incredibly sharply funny at times. Todd Solondz's stuff is very much of the 90s, and they worked in the 90s. Like I said, Welcome to the Dollhouse and Happiness both came out in the 90s. This one, even though it's out in 2016, it certainly feels like a 90s movie. Now, if you want to have the tie to Welcome to the Dollhouse, Greta Gerwig's character is the grown-up version of the little girl from Welcome to the Dollhouse. Heather Matarazzo, I think I'm saying that correctly. That's her character grown up, is played by Greta Gerwig. Of course, they look completely different. And I don't know why they didn't get Heather Matarazzo to play the role, because she's still running around doing stuff, and I've seen her in movies relatively recently. But it still works as a really cynical, dark, want-to-kill-yourself kind of comedy. I mean, it's a real wrist-cutter of a movie. It is a depressing film, but it's also extremely well done. So I'm going to say that Wiener Dog rocks.
It rocks.
Excellent!
That's it for this segment. I need to go to a break. When I come back, I'm going to be talking about Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates and Sell.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.